With Montana News, I'm Sherry Trussler. Elk populations across western Montana are on the rise thanks to several mild winters. With the start of the general elk hunting season just over a month away, hunters can expect to see lots of animals this year. According to Montana's Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, elk numbers in the backcountry area hunting district of northwestern Montana appear to be holding steady. Elk south of the Bitterroot Mountains are showing notably lower levels on public lands, though numbers are generally above the long-term average. Hunters in the southwest region that are interested in hunting away from open roads will have better opportunities in the gravelly elk management unit versus the tobacco root elk management unit. A Hamilton man pleaded guilty today to shooting a bartender and killing his dog because the bartender made a red beer with clamato juice rather than tomato juice. 6-year-old Monty Leon Jackson pleaded guilty to attempted deliberate homicide and misdemeanor animal cruelty as part of a plea agreement that calls for a 20-year prison sentence. Jackson told investigators he became angry because it's against his Jewish religion to drink clamato juice. The bartender, 29-year-old Joe Lewis, was shot on May 9th after returning to his home from work. He was carrying his dog when Jackson fired the first shot, hitting the dog in the head. Another shot hit Lewis in the ribs. District Judge James Haynes scheduled a sentencing for December 3rd. The state's campaign regulator says the Montana Trappers Association failed to report thousands of dollars it raised and spent to oppose an anti-trapping ballot initiative in 2014. Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell said today that there is no excuse for the association not to have disclosed the full range of its campaign finances. He says Montana Trappers Association never reported the roughly $25,000 it raised during a year-long fundraiser to oppose the initiative and failed to record $3,000 spent on political consultation. Modell says the association also inaccurately reported the amount it transferred to another group opposing the initiative, the Montanans for Effective Wildlife Management. If a court attorney declines to prosecute, Modell says he'll attempt to negotiate a fine or seek legal action against the trappers on behalf of the state. A Washington man is being fined more than $12,000 for illegally killing deer and elk in Montana. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officers say 28-year-old Matthew Allwine pleaded guilty to failing to obtain landowner permission while hunting game animals and was sentenced Wednesday. Allwine pleaded guilty earlier this month to illegally obtaining hunting licenses in Montana. Those costs for residents are $90 compared to $970 for out-of-state hunters. Officials say Allwine was fined and banned from hunting, fishing, and trapping in Montana, Washington, and Idaho, and the other 41 states with reciprocal agreements. Former Secretary of State Brad Johnson will formally announce his campaign for governor next week. Johnson announced in July that he might run. Today, a staffer confirmed that the Republican is moving from the exploratory phase to a formal campaign. Johnson was elected to Montana Public Service Commission last November. He was Secretary of State from 2005 to 2009. At this point, he is the most prominent challenger for the Republican nomination to Bozeman businessman Greg Gianforte. A long-delayed U.S. government rule to strengthen oil pipeline safety requirements will be unveiled this month following a recent surge in accidents. Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administrator Michelle Dominguez said the rule has been cleared by the White House and will be published in the next 7 to 10 days. Dominguez was appearing before a U.S. Senate Commerce Committee field hearing in Billings.
The recent spills in Montana are unacceptable, and they underscore the importance of PHMSA's safety mission.
More than 5 years in the making, the rule will determine if extra safety measures required in environmentally sensitive and populated areas should be expanded to new locations. The federal government could announce whether the greater sage grouse will be added to the endangered species list as early as next week. Steve Jess has the story.
An endangered species listing could lead to unwanted consequences for the state's farmers and ranchers, as well as the oil and gas industry. So Montana and other states are focusing on voluntary steps to protect the grouse and make federal listing unnecessary. Today, Montana's new sage-grouse advisory team met for the first time, and Chairman Tim Baker announced that U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell plans to make an historic conservation announcement in Colorado on Tuesday. Baker is optimistic Jewell has chosen not to list the grouse as threatened or endangered. Montana's program is based largely on one being used in Wyoming. It would create zones 6/10 of a mile around certain sage-grouse breeding grounds where roads could not be built and other activities such as oil and gas exploration would be limited. Existing farms, mines, and wells would be exempt. The state hopes to have its plan running by the new year. Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
U.S. government attorneys are asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit that sought to block the transfer of the former Kerr Dam to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Ownership of the land, now called the Salish-Kootenai Dam, passed over to the tribes earlier this month after tribal officials paid $18 million to Northwestern Energy. State Senator Bob Keenan, former State Senator Verdell Jackson, and a Flathead Lake business had sought to block the transfer 2 days before it happened. U.S. District Court Judge Rudolph Contras rejected the request, and the government agencies being sued are now asking for the lawsuit to be dismissed. They say any challenge of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's approval of the transfer must go before a federal appeals court. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Trussler.